What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with the Pumpkin Spice King himself. He's a stand-up comic and he's one half of the Yo 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 podcast, Hooter Moreno. Hooter was actually raised in Wilmington, but moved to Arizona and other parts of California. Then he came back, and you might know his dad. He's Martin Moreno. Actually has opened up for Fluffy. If you've seen the commercials for Gabriel Iglesias' new stand-up special, the guy with the mustache, with the glasses and the curly hair, that's Martin, and that happens to be Hooter's dad. So this is a family of stand-up comics. So, you know, like you guys know, at the end of the year, my New Year's goal was to get Hooter and his dad. So, you know, I'm happy to say that I accomplished my goal 2 months in and I already accomplished my New Year's resolution, which it wasn't a resolution. It was more of a goal. You guys know that I've been wanting a stand-up comic for a while. On this episode, I pick and probe Hooter's brain a little bit. I ask him about his life as a stand-up comic, his life as a dad. You know, like, I've always wondered how the mind of a comic, you know, with kids, how it works. I've never been able to ask, you know, a comic that has actually done it for a while. Hooter has done, been a comedian for the past 8 years. You know, he started when he was 21, you know, and he learned the hard way. You know, on this episode, we get to know Hooter a little bit more, how he started, why he started, and why he's in love with comedy. And we talk about food. We also talk about the podcast, the Yo podcast. And shout out to Mega Man. You know, I gotta give him the greatest, the biggest hug when I see him, because, you know, I think he made it possible. He put us both on each other's maps. You know, I know Mega Man has been bugging Hooter to like listen to the show and come on the show, you know, and I've been doing my side too, like, hey Hooter, when come on the show. So, you know, I'm happy to say that finally happened, and I'm so grateful that Hooter gave me an opportunity to talk to him, interview him. You know, like, you guys know that I dabble in stand-up comic, not to the level of Hooter. You know, I'm not near his toe, and this guy's fucking tall, so I'm not even his big toe, you know, like, not even, yeah. So we're in two different levels, obviously. You know, I'm just starting and I took a long break. So talking to Hooter has, you know, gave me perspective, you know, and that extra oomph that I kind of need to go back and perform. You know, I promised you guys I was going to perform at least one more time that I did the year before. So last year I performed 4 times. So this year I'm gonna do 5. So hopefully you guys are able to attend one of the shows. I'll make sure to announce it here. You know, I appreciate you guys' support. Thank you guys for listening to me. And like I said, thank you to Hooter for coming on. And thank you to Mega Man for constantly telling Hooter and Martin about the show. I'm so, you know, so happy that this happened. And, you know, like, now I'm thinking about a new goal for the year. So I think you guys know that ice cream has been the thing that I've been focused on right now. Even though I took a small break, I'm gonna get back in it. I'm gonna do it. I'm start up again, and also to perform at least 5 times this year. I'm not gonna say as maybe I'm gonna do 5 in a whole month. Maybe I'm gonna, you know, 5 every other month, or I don't know. But my goal is to do 5 shows. Honestly, I haven't been working on my previous jokes, so I gotta go back and see how I can work them out and see maybe I can make them better. But, you know, talking to him has given me a little bit more perspective, and, you know, that it made me realize that I'm just putting excuses out there, that, you know, I need to stay accountable myself. You know, I gotta hold myself accountable for not going up there. You know, if this is something I want to do, I should probably stick to it. And, you know, even though I don't like the feeling of going up, like being when it starts, I love the feeling of hearing people laughing at what the things that I have to say. But enough for me. So Hooter and Martin are gonna be at Harvell's in Long Beach on Friday, March 1st at 10:30 p.m. They're gonna have a stand-up show. They're actually going to, Hooter mentions it on the show, they're going to be working out material. If you know anything about Martin, you know that his comedy is blue, or he's not the cleanest comic. You know, he's a great comic, but his material isn't the cleanest. It's not for everybody. So if you're easily offended, this is probably not the show for you. But if you're able to handle a joke, if you pretty much don't have a filter yourself and you love comedy and you want to do something on Friday, March 1st, then this is the show for you. So I'm actually going to give out 2 tickets to this show. All you got to do is go on Instagram and under the picture, tell me, how did Hooter get his name? So his real name is Martin, just like his dad. So I'm guessing he's a junior, but he started, there's a reason why he's called Hooter, or he names himself Hooter. All right. I want to know, how did he get the name Hooter? Okay. So the winner will get 2 tickets to see this show at Heart Bells on March 1st from 10. I think it ends at 1:30. If you go a little early, the doors open at 10. If you have a ticket to see the show, you're able to catch the ending of the burlesque show going on, Sex and Candy. So if wonder about what a burlesque show is, or you love burlesque shows, and this is the day, this is the time, this is the event for you. All right, so make sure you go support Hooter and Martin. They're great comics. They're doing the thing. They're following their dream. They're doing the thing they love. They've been doing it for years. So I'm sure they'll say something that you're gonna laugh about. All right, so I think that's gonna be about it for me. I don't want to take too much time because this is gonna be a long podcast, you know. And I appreciate you guys' support. I appreciate you guys' love. I appreciate that you guys are listening to me every day. And if you're a new listener, welcome. And hopefully you stick around and are able to enjoy what I bring, the little humor. You know, I know I'm not to the level that they are, but I try my best. All right. So for anybody that does not know, I have stickers. They're completely free. All you got to do is send me an email at letmeknowpod, or DM me on Instagram, or send me a message on Facebook. Tell me you want a sticker. Tell me where you want me to send the sticker, and I'll get that, and I'll get on it ASAP Rocky. All right. So like I said, I'm gonna cut this short. I know I've been doing this for a while, and I've said that before, but this time I mean it. So hope you guys enjoyed the episode with Hooter Moreno.
Pantera nunca yo he sido, me encuentro entre los valientes, el compa.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Today I'm sitting with half of the Yo podcast, the Pumpkin Spice King himself. The reason why Charlie Brown is always going to his pumpkin patch, making sure his pumpkins are still there. The homie Hooter Moreno.
What is up, bro?
How do you like that intro?
That was a clean ass intro, bro.
Yeah, man. So, like every show, I like to start by asking my guests how their day is. So, how's your day, man?
So far, so good, dude. I dropped off my kid at school. I went to go pick her up. And it's been kind of hectic, but it was all right.
For anybody that does not know this guy, he's also was raised in Wilmington for like a little bit of time. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like it was funny because we know a lot of the same people.
Real weird, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I told you my current girlfriend. I think she lived where you were raised, in the house that you were raised, right in the corner on Golf Street, right in front of the school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where her uncle lived.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I saw a trip, and then on the other corner is Valerie and Adrian and all of them, you know?
When I went to golf,
you might know my ex-girlfriend too.
maybe if I saw her. But when I went to golf, dude, me, Valerie, and Adrian, you know how like when you're little, you kind of kept with the same kids every year?
Yeah.
Like you'd have a new teacher, but every grade you kind of saw the same kids. You know what I mean? And yeah, bro, I was with them from kindergarten to like fourth grade. And then I moved to Arizona. But yeah, dude, that's wild, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I heard about you. First, I heard about your dad. Because I interviewed this guy's Mario Ibarra.
Okay.
He told me like he's an artist from Wilmington. He's like, you should interview Tony A and you should interview Martin. I'm like, Martin, like, yeah, like he's a comedian. And I was like, what? He's like, all right, I'm down. Like, oh, you know something I didn't fucking mention? Like, how could I forget this? Well, thanks to Hooter, you actually helped me my year's resolution. Well, not resolution, but my goal was to get you or your dad or a comic on the show. Oh, and look, shit, man, that here we are. He helped me clean out my New Year's, not resolution, but goal.
Goal, checking it's it
done.
Off, bro.
It's done. So, I mean, thank you for being here. I forgot to even thank you, man. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. But also, I feel it's still early in the year. You could bang out
more. Well, yeah, well,
bro,
now.
You know what I mean? Like, that's tight that you're able to check that shit off early in the year.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about like, oh man, like, so what's gonna be the next year's New Year's resolution, or actually for the rest of the year? I think I'm gonna focus on my ice cream. Like I was telling you earlier, sure. Yeah. Like I do ice cream. I started doing ice cream at the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
So like, I took a little break because I don't know why, because I fucked up the recipe and I got kind of sad. But I'm gonna go back to the recipe.
Hold on, bro. Like, because it sounds crazy to hear, like, you know, like for you to say, oh, yo, I make fucking ice cream and shit. Like, first of all, what kind of operation you got going on?
It's just a little machine on the corner. Uh-huh. It's like a not Black and Decker, where it's like this, I don't know, it just spins.
Now, do you have to manually spin that shit?
No, not to make the ice cream, but like, The milk you do, and then when you pour it out into the heat, I have to keep stirring it because then se hace nata, and then like that's how like having hot chocolate and shit, because you gotta boil it. You boil it, and if you leave it, if you don't stir it into like the cream, then the sugar, then it starts like then pretty much you're making like sugary eggs, pretty much. It's like sugary scrambled eggs, because you do it's eggs and cream and stuff. And then it's a lot of eggs.
Now, so, is it easy to fuck up?
Like, yeah, like if you don't stir it, yeah. Like I said, you'll make some, like.
So now you'll try it and that shit tastes like what?
No, I mean, my shit, it's good. But my last one, like, I fucked up because I put too much milk. The milk to cream ratio was off. So it tasted like custard.
Okay.
Not fucked it up like that. It was ice cream. It was
That's
like,
not bad though, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, but like. For me, like, I'm trying to do ice cream and I make custard, like, I fucked up, you know?
I get that. What flavor are you trying to get?
Well, vanilla. You gotta start with the basics, man. I can't fucking fly, you know? And then, actually, like, I did Fruity Pebbles.
Uh-huh.
and I fucked that one up. Like, it was ice, bro. It was
fucking ice. How much ice cream are you left with when, even though you fuck it up?
Well, it's basically like a pint.
Oh, fuck. Do you eat it or do you toss that shit?
No, I mean, the vanilla, I ate it all and I gave some away. Okay. But the fucking, like, the fruity pebbles wasn't edible, bro. It's ice. It's basically like paleta fruity pebble, bro. You know? No milk, straight up that's water.
That's funny, but that's cool. That's tight. Honestly, you're the first person that I have met that makes ice cream.
Yeah.
You know? Although I do see the homies, like, when I go pick up my daughter from school, they have, like, a fucking cart with full of ice cream, and it looks like they've made that shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not difficult. It's just a lot of time consuming. It takes, like, about, for me, because of my little machine, it takes 2 days to make.
Oh,
yeah. Because you have to cool it. Like, once you heat it up, you cool it, and then you could start pouring it and, like, making it to ice. And then once it's, like, in the ice cream maker, then you got to put it back in the freezer. And then wait for it to, like, freeze, and then you could eat it, you know?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, I wish I would have made some, but I didn't. So, next batch, you know, I'll give you some, you
for
know?
For sure, bro.
Yeah, for sure. So, I started that with the little inside joke, I guess, the whole pumpkin spice.
Yeah, bro.
Like, how did you get that little fucking, like, I don't know.
Why does everybody bag on me, bro?
Yeah.
I remember, bro, me and my homie, his name is Billy, and he's a comic too. We went to Starbucks one time because everybody was making a big deal about the pumpkin spice latte, right? And so we go and we get it, but I remember at the time we were super embarrassed to get that shit, right? So, like, we'd order it, but we would whisper it, you know what I mean? We're like, yo, can we get a pumpkin spice latte? And then, like, when they'd say our name, like, they'd be like, a venti pumpkin spice latte for Billy? And we'd be, like, hiding, you know what I mean? And then we tasted it, and it was so good, bro. We liked it so much. And then, like, we're like, you know what? Fuck it, bro. Like, why are we trying to hide this shit, bro? We're like closet fucking pumpkin spice latte drinkers. And one day we're just like, you know what? Fuck it, bro. We like pumpkin spice lattes, and we're just going to announce that shit. And we came out of the closet pretty much. And I made it a point to, like, you know, say it's okay, bro. It's okay. It fucking comes out once a year, only for a few months. Like, it's all right to get one. And the thing is, like, I usually get my coffee black, bro. Uh-huh. My go-to is cold brew. If you don't have cold brew, then I'll just get, like, a regular, you know, coffee black. And that's what I drink. But one time I fucking posted it on social media that I got pumpkin spice latte because it was fall. You know what I mean? And everybody ate me up, bro. And then that was it. It was over. Like, that was it. I was the fucking pumpkin spice latte guy. And I feel like when people bag on you like that, bro, you can, it's almost a waste of time to try to fight back. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it, bro. I'm the pumpkin spice latte guy.
Gotta accept it.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, I was like, I work at a grocery store. And, like, we sell the pumpkin spice, the creamer.
Yeah.
And we sell the marshmallows. I was going to get you a bunch of pumpkin spice shit, bro.
Everybody gives me pumpkin spice fucking everything, dog. Or, like, they'll send me a picture, like, a pumpkin spice fucking toothpaste, pumpkin spice, like, everything. Whenever somebody finds pumpkin spice something, they send it to me, and it's fucking hilarious.
Have you ever tried that pumpkin spice toothpaste?
No, bro. Honestly, because people gift things, so I've gotten, like, pumpkin spice chapstick, pumpkin spice creamer, like you said, pumpkin spice beer, pumpkin spice mints, pumpkin spice. Like, whenever somebody finds something, they'll hit me with it.
Like, and I work at a grocery store. I was going to get you ice cream, marshmallows, everything. Like, I even went to the coffee. I was like, man, do we still have, like, the coffee? But we didn't, bro. Because, I mean, Starbucks does have, like, a line, like, we could buy at the grocery store. But I was like, man, I ain't about to waste all this money. He's not even going to use it, you know, for a fucking joke. And I ain't trying to go, you know, that far. I'm like, for whatever. Sure. I'll just give him a cool ass intro, and hopefully he's cool with that.
Yeah, for sure. That's so funny that I turned into the fucking spokesperson for pumpkin spice latte.
Have you ever heard of Starbucks and fuck it, ran with it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Never got back to you?
Nah.
What about that CEO? Like,
they don't give a fuck, bro, dude. They don't need me to fucking talk about their pumpkin spice latte.
How long have you been in comedy, bro?
So I started when I was 21, bro. Right before I turned 21, maybe like a week and a half before my 21st birthday, I hit my first stage. It was an open mic. And I didn't tell nobody about it. I didn't want anybody to know. I didn't think it was going to be anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just decided to do it one day. And I think that's why I didn't want to tell nobody, because I didn't know it was going to turn into this. You know what I mean? Like, I just figured, you know what? Fuck it. I'll go up on stage. If I never go up again, nobody will ever know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but your dad, you know, like, for anybody, like, I probably didn't mention it, but his dad, like, he opens up for Fluffy, for Gabriel, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, he's known, he's actually in some of his jokes. You know, Martin, yep. the one about the buggy, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Like how did you think you're gonna hide that? Like, you're gonna keep it from people, like?
Well, for sure, I didn't want him to know, dude. I didn't want him to know. He wanted me to go to school, and I wanted to be in the industry side of comedy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I kept going to school, but more for him than it was for me. Like, I didn't want to go to school, bro. I didn't like it. That shit was whack. And I just didn't want to fucking do it. And I had a job lined up, bro, to work at a management firm to manage clients and shit like that. And I knew all the comics around LA, or not all of them, but a good amount.
I
could have for sure signed some to be my client. You know what I mean? They all knew me. Everybody loved me. And I thought that was gonna be my life. And then it was me, my dad, and two other comics, and we all lived together in a house in Lakewood. And it was just being around comics all day, bro. Like, you can't help but join in on the jokes, you know what I mean? And so I started doing that. They started laughing, and I was like, fuck, man, maybe I'm funny, dude. And I started writing shit, and that was when I fucking hit an open mic, bro, and I got laughs.
Like, you remember your jokes? Like,
yeah.
Are you still using some of them?
No. Not one.
What were you talking about back then?
So stupid shit, bro. I remember my first joke, dog. So fucking dumb. I said, it's good to be here. I've been real stressed out lately, but after a few weeks, finally, today I got some good news. My girlfriend finally got her period. And it got laughs, but, like, looking back, that shit was whack, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like an easy laugh. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was a cheesy little fucking joke. It was people would laugh. And then I talked about how, like, and I'm glad she's not pregnant because, you know, I can't have a kid right now. I'm too irresponsible. Like, I forget to feed my dead fish. Stupid shit, bro, I'm telling you. And I don't even remember the rest of my jokes. But yeah, that's the type of shit I was talking about. But then a year into comedy is when I got my chick pregnant. And so pretty much those jokes, like, when I was telling them, in the back of my mind, I was like, bro, this isn't real. This isn't my life. You know what I mean? And so I changed it up quick a year in. And once I started having kids, bro, I started looking at life differently. And I had a different perspective. And honestly, it was easier to relate with audiences, bro, because I had something in common with them, you know what I mean? At 21, it's fucking hard to relate, bro. Like, you know, if you're 21 and you're on stage talking about how stressed you are, bro, nobody wants to hear that dog. You know what I mean? And so it was hard for me to fucking get laughs early on. But now it's a lot easier, you know?
So you said you started when you were 10?
21.
Oh, 21. So, well, you're 28.
Yeah.
So 7 years?
I just turned 7 years in January.
Damn. So what was the first room you performed at?
It was a bar in Hermosa Beach. It was kind of like a half bar, half restaurant. And you'd go in there and they'd give you 5 minutes. You'd sign up for 5 minutes. And then if you bought something, they'd give you an extra 2 minutes.
Okay.
And so you could do 7 minutes. And that was the first place. And it's not there anymore, bro. It turned into an urgent care. So that kind of sucks. But I remember I hit that place. That was my first time going up. And I got off. And the comics there were like, oh, shit, bro. That was so good. How long have you been doing comedy? And I'm like, bro, this is my first time. And they kept inviting me to do other spots. Uh-huh. And that was it.
Are you still doing open mics?
It's been a while.
Yeah?
It's been a while.
So right now you have like, you just go to your own shows.
Yeah.
That's tight that you
have. Like I'll pop into like certain places, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's cool. A lot of the times I'm working with my dad, and when I'm not working with my dad, I'll just pop into, you know, like rooms, or like if a homie has his show going on, then I'll pop into there. Wow. And they'll put me up, you know what I mean?
That's tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so what kind of rooms do you like play for?
So I do this bar in Long Beach called Harvel's. And honestly, bro, that's probably my favorite room to perform in. I feel like it's gotten me a lot better, a lot faster, because it's a comedy and burlesque night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when I first was doing it, I was going up before the dancers. Uh-huh. But then as time went by, the booker there started putting me on after the dancers. Wow. And bro, these chicks have just shown everybody their tits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're all amped up.
Oh, bro. And so now you have to come with your jokes. Like, yeah, bro, you got to fucking bring it. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I remember the first few times, bro, I was eating dicks, dog. Like, when I'd go up before the dancers, I was doing good. But then this fool had me go following the dancers. And I was just eating dicks, bro, like no laughs. I wasn't getting shit, dude. And after a while, and you know, I kept on going up there, I learned to do it. And after that, bro, every room is easy, dude. Yeah. After that, like, say I follow a beast ass comedian. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? They just fucking crushed, bro. Jokes can't compare to fucking tits, bro.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, when somebody shows their tits and you have to follow that and you're still getting laughs, like, I feel, fuck yeah, you know, that's the best workout room I feel in LA. So you have to kind of acknowledge what just went down.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Give props to those dancers, bro. They killed it. They fucking destroyed the room, bro. Give props to them. Make it a fucking joke. My first time, I was like, yo, dude, hide your boners, dudes. Fucking even you ladies. I'm good at hiding mine. You guys can't even tell I'm hard as fuck right now. You know what I mean? Like, I make it a point to where, dude, they just fucking killed it.
Yeah.
And everybody's probably turned on right now.
Yeah,
let's get into jokes now. So it's like a slow thing, you know what I mean? Like, I'll say, you know, props to this, props to that, and then I'll fucking maybe ask a question to this dude, like, oh, are you guys a fucking couple here? How long have you guys been dating? You know, blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
And then I get into my shit.
All right.
But it's kind of like a party, really. Like, when somebody comes over your house, you're like, yo, what's up, how's it going, my name's blah blah blah, and fucking this is my house, blah 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 blah. You know, you can't just fucking bring them in and then before even saying hi, you just fucking throw them a beer, you know what I mean? Here, pound this, bro. It's the equivalent to that, I feel.
So, like, what about other states? Like, let's say, because I know you also travel, right?
Yeah.
So, like, which are your favorite rooms outside of Cali, I guess?
Ooh, that's a good question, dude. Honestly, I'd have to say Arizona, bro. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Didn't you grow up there?
I did grow up there. I grew up, I lived in Tucson, but my favorite place is Phoenix to perform. Okay. And I don't know what it is. I think early on doing comedy, I'd go to Phoenix a lot, bro. And I wasn't as good, I'd say. I mean, I still feel like I'm not fucking great. You know, obviously I'm not great. I feel like I still have a lot of room to grow. But early on, for as, you know, much of an amateur as I was, they showed me a lot of love there, dude. And so I feel like I have the same amount of love for Phoenix as they showed me early on. And I think that goes a long way into why that's one of my favorite places to perform.
All right, well, I want to mention your dad, but I don't want to take the thing off of you.
No, that's fine.
So, like, being, like, I mean, your dad's known all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever feel that pressure? Like, you got the same last name, exactly. And you even got the same name.
We have the same exact name, bro. Yeah. We have the same exact name. And when I finally, like, after doing a few open mics, bro, and then I started telling a few other comics. I've told a few friends. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it. I'm fucking in. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. I still hadn't told my dad at that point, but I knew. I was like, all right, this is it. This is what I'm gonna fucking do. Let's fucking go. You know what I mean? And I told myself, like, I'm not gonna use the same name. Okay. I want nobody to know. Uh-huh. Like, I want to fucking create my own path.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want shit given to me. I don't want shit to be easy. I don't want people to be talking shit like, oh, this was only going in spots because he's Martin's son. Yeah. Oh, this was blah 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 because of Martin's son. I was like, fuck that. So growing up, everybody called me Hooter. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna be Hooter Moreno.
But where did that come from? You just love chicken that much? Or
yeah, dog. Usually I tell people that my parents met at Hooters. Oh, okay. Just because that's a quick story, you know what I mean? And it's a like kind of an easy laugh, but it's not the case. Back in the day, at Disneyland, there used to be this show, this Michael Jackson show. And it came back a few years ago, but I don't think it's there no more. But there was this show, Michael Jackson, and he had this little robot elephant thing, and his name was Hooter. And the fucking thing wouldn't listen, and you know, fucking Michael, he was always getting into shit, and Michael would be like, oh, Hooter, come on, Hooter, get over here, Hooter, you know what I mean? And my mom thought it was the cutest shit, right? And I was a chubby ass baby, dude, so she thought, fucking, this guy's Hooter, this motherfucker is the same thing as the goddamn elephant that I'm watching. And she kept calling me Hooter, 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 hurry, Hooter, this Hooter, listen, Hooter. And everybody thought it was cute, and everybody kept it going. And next thing you know,
you stuck with it.
I stuck with it, bro. And so when I started comedy, I was like, fuck it, Hooter Moreno is different, nobody will ever know, you know what I mean? And yeah, that's how that happened, because I didn't want to be associated with my dad. And now looking back, I wish I wouldn't have thought like that, because fuck it, bro, you know what I mean? Like, comedy's so hard, bro. Yeah. Where any way that you can use something to help you out, you should do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So looking back, I should have fucking just, yeah, motherfucker, I'm Martin's son. Yeah, so yeah. If you're gonna give me a spot, great. You know what I mean?
That one, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, do you work with Fluffy too?
Yeah, I've done a lot of shows with him. Especially early on, he used to fucking hook me up, and I used to do like fucking, you know, sold out, mm-hmm, crazy rooms, bro.
Yeah,
thanks to him.
His fucking new special got me again, bro.
Yeah, dude.
The Hawaii one got me when he was talking about his mom and his dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, because I grew up without a dad, you know?
Okay,
and then
okay.
I got cool. And then his dad came back and blah, blah, blah. And then, okay, I cried.
Uh-huh.
And the second with his mom, I was like, what the fuck, Fluffy? Like, bro, why you gotta do me like that, man?
Yeah, bro. That was a beast, dog.
Like, I'm sure, like, how hard is it for him to, like, work his material? Because everybody's expecting him, you know, to, like, every time to just bring it, you know?
No, bro, at that point, it's so fucking hard, dude. Like, and the thing is, this motherfucker's producing every goddamn year, you know? Uh-huh. He has something going on.
Yeah.
So that shit's hard. But it shows, dude, because he's constantly on the road. He's constantly doing shows. He's constantly fucking, you know, on stage. Even when he's home, he's on stage. Like, it doesn't stop, but that's why he is where he is. You know what I mean? That shit's no fucking coincidence.
Like, the thing that trips me out is he's on the road, but still coming up with new material. So, like, how does that even work? Like, people are, like, paying for you to bring your A game.
I know.
And then, like, let's say you bring a joke that you're just working on, and then, like,
I know.
You know?
Bro. Honestly, dude.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, not with Gabriel. He's one of those special fucking guys. And I feel like he's been doing it for so long. You know what I mean? That even when he's working it out, he can still fucking bring it.
Yeah.
And even, like, say he just has so much material that hasn't even been on specials, uh-huh, to where if something doesn't hit, very next joke he'll fucking get you.
All right,
you know,
yeah,
with some shit that you hadn't seen, but he still has.
So I know this is a stupid question, right? And those are my favorite ones. So, like, what about how hard is it for somebody to get a special? You know, like for you, like you've been doing it for what, 7 years, eight years?
Yeah.
So like, I mean, by now, like you would think like you had enough material to do a special, but from a comic standpoint, like what goes into like a special? You know.
Honestly, bro, like, so I've been doing it for 7 years, right? My first 5 minutes, I don't use anymore. Then after that, my other 5 minutes, not using it no more. Then the following 5 minutes, I use maybe half. So just right there, that's 15 minutes that I have worked at and I don't even use anymore because I think it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so early on, dude, you scrap a lot of that fucking material. You don't use it. And then you just keep growing. And little by little, you start accumulating material to add up. You know what I mean? Like, I remember I was sweating thinking of 7 minutes, bro. And now I'm doing fucking 25, 30 minutes that I'm actually comfortable with. You know what I mean? Damn. And that just happened within the last few years. Maybe the last year, really. Mm-hmm. So I feel like from here on out, this is when I'm really going to fucking add material. And honestly, dude, I hit fucking Chicago last December. And I'm going back in April. And I did 25 minutes in December. And when I go back in April, I need a brand new 20. And bro, it's been fucking hard, dude. So there's that, bro. You know what I mean? I'm probably like halfway and I have a few months left getting that shit right and tight.
So where do your jokes come from? Like, is it just your kids? Because I mean, on your the podcast, all you do is you shit on your son. You know, Mateito, right?
Yeah, dog. I do shit on my kids a lot.
You know he's gonna be a comic too, right?
Oh fuck, bro.
Like, you've been fucking him up so hard that like he's traumatized, bro.
Oh yeah, bro. He's gonna my dad doesn't love me, so I need fucking a bunch of strangers to love me. Honestly, dude, it's so hard, bro, because in my head, I might think something's funny. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And then I'm like, okay. And throughout that day, I'm just working it out in my head. Like, how I'm going to say it on stage, how I'm going to say it. And then, like, that's what my day consists of. It's just constantly fucking thinking about how I'm going to make this joke.
Playing around with the words, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly, bro. So then I'll go up that night, and that shit will fall hard. And I'm like, fuck. Either that shit's not funny, or I said it wrong.
Yeah.
So then I'll try it again. And it'll get a little bit of laughs, but not a lot. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, man.
It always sounds better in your head.
So much better, bro. Yeah. Like, before you hit the stage, you're like, oh, wait till these motherfuckers get a load of this shit. Yeah. They don't even know. I've been fucking writing all day, bro. This shit, it's ready for the fucking audience. And next thing you know, that shit falls flat, bro. And you're like, god damn it. And so, you know, a lot of it is my kids. A lot of it is some sarcastic shit. A lot of it is making fun of myself. You know, like, I talk about fucking liking pumpkin spice lattes. I talk about being a big dude, but being a soft asshole at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, I do make fun of things, but, and my kids for sure, but I do make fun of myself as well. But it is a hard thing, bro. It's just, you kind of just have to go and fucking throw it out there, see if it works. And the thing is, when you're on stage, bro, and that shit does fall, it kind of takes the wind out of your, like,
exactly.
Fuck. And I remember, like, when I'd first try out new material, I'd fucking bail right away, bro. Like, as soon as I didn't get it, I'm like, all right, let's fucking move on, dude. But now I'll really fucking just try. And then finally, when it's like, it's been a fucking minute and a half and nobody's laughed, I'm like, all right, guys, fuck it then. Fuck that joke. And then they laugh, you know? But yeah.
So, like, what type of person are you? Like, are you the type of comic that needs to sit down and, like, go to a coffee shop and write? Or, like,
I can't do it like that, bro. And maybe I haven't really given it enough tries, you know what I mean? Because I know dudes would do it. It's just, I feel like I get I don't know, maybe ADD, maybe that's not the right word. I don't know what it is, but I can't fucking stay in one spot for too long because then I go crazy, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta do other things, but still think about it.
Yeah.
But my mind can't just zero in on that one thing because then I'm going to go fucking crazy. Yeah, you know, and then I'll probably give up on it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Uh-huh. And I got to do something else because, like I said, I'll go crazy. But I do know guys, bro, where they'll zero in on that shit for 8 hours, like a goddamn job. They'll clock in and they'll fucking work on material. And they're beasts, bro. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just can't fucking do it. And like I said, maybe I haven't given it enough tries. I have a few friends where I'll tell them, like, yo, bro, I think this shit's funny. What do you think? How do you think I could go with it? Uh-huh. And then they'll respond. And what they say, I might not like, but they might trigger something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because they said that, I'm like, oh, shit. Not that, but I could take it this way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of my process.
When do you consider a joke being stolen? Like, let's say you hear somebody's joke and then it triggers an idea. Are you okay with going with the idea because it came from somebody's joke, but it might not be the same thing, but it's similar?
I truly in my heart feel like if you are in the back of a club and someone's on stage and you feel that they stole your joke, I think you gotta just think of something better.
Okay.
Like, that means that obviously, if they say your shit verbatim, you know what I mean? If they're using word for word, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, yo, I got a daughter named the Meeks. Then I'm like, yo, bro, that's fucking my joke. Yeah. That's my kid's name, guy. You know what I mean? That's different.
That's fucked up. You can't even change your daughter's
exactly,
name.
Exactly, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So something like that, then I get it. But like, say I have a joke about watching porn, right? Uh-huh. And then you have a joke about watching porn. I'm not going to consider you stealing my fucking joke. Everybody watches porn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's certain things where it's like, bro, that's too easy of a thing. Like, odds are someone else is going to have that fucking joke,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just assume that they stole that shit from you.
You're
not
what I mean? That unique. Like,
exactly, bro.
Going back to your dad, like, when he found out that you were actually like pursuing stand-up, like, how did he take it?
Bro, he fucking hated it, dog. He was so mad, dude. Honestly, everybody was mad. Everybody, bro. My mom was mad. My dad was mad. Everybody was mad, except for like a few of my homies.
Your homies, yeah.
And even then, bro. Like, even right now, like, I have homies where it's like, bro, what's up, man? How long are you going to do this shit? And it's like, dog, I've been doing it for 7 years. I've never had a real job. Yeah. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I was going to ask you.
Like, I can't fill out a resume. They're going to be like, what,
like,
bro?
Like that big ass gap high school.
Exactly. They're going to be like, bro, what have you been doing this last 7 years? Telling jokes, motherfucker. Like, I can't, bro. I can't get a regular job. And not only because I have... one, nobody would hire me, and two, like, I'm just, my head and my thought and what comes out of my mouth just wouldn't be accepted at a workplace, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'd get written up for sure, first of all, and second, like, suspended. You know what I mean? So yeah, this is it, bro.
So like, what happened with that forklift license you had,
bro? Yeah, so I used to work at Fluffy's warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, like, that's it wasn't a normal job, bro. You know what I mean? Like, working for a fucking comic, selling or sending out his t-shirts, you know what I mean? Like, bro, that's not a regular job. But he moved into this crazy warehouse, bro, and he had so much merch that he had pallets. And it got to the point where, like, we needed a fucking forklift. So he bought a forklift and he got somebody to train us using a forklift. And so we got forklift classes and I got a license, but You know, I never fucking used it at a real job. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Did you ever like put soap on the like on the floors and just burn rubber, bro?
No, but that shit, I should have. Yeah. But that fool had way too much expensive shit in the warehouse where I'd probably fuck shit up. You know?
Well, you think his son might get into comedy like so much that like he shits on his son so much?
Honestly, I thought so. I thought, you know, that'd be the case, but I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think, you know, some people, like, they cope with that different ways. You know what I mean? Like, I got bagged. Like, I was kicking in with fucking grown comics at 10 years old. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I heard these fools' stories when they'd come back from the road. Yeah. Like, bro, at 10 years old, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I became an adult, like, I knew, bro, fuck this 9-to-5 shit, bro. I don't want that. You know, I knew that far. And so that's when I started going into comedy, dude. And yeah, I knew that like my brain was fucked, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at 10, dude.
So like at that age, were you going to like comedy clubs with your dad?
Bro, not only comedy clubs, but like I'd go on the road with him and Gabe. Like, yeah, bro. Like I'd stay at a hotel. Like I'd go on weekends with them at improvs. I'd go to bar shows with my dad. I was fucking 10, bro. Listening to comics on stage talking about like eating ass and fucking, you know, I remember being 10 listening to that shit. Or motherfuckers coming back from the road like, oh fuck, I fucked two chicks at the same time. I'm like, 10 years old, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so early on, my fucking brain was fried, dude. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there was two different worlds. You know what I mean? It was the 9-to-5 world, which is where my mom lives in. You know, she's a teacher. Yeah. And she had me at a super young age. She went to school. She finished school. And she became a teacher. And she fucking hates this world, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she's not about it.
I mean, she's not a fan of your dad,
she
too.
She fucking hates my dad. Yeah, bro. And she used to hate when, you know, like, I'd spend time with them. But the time spent with them was at comedy clubs. And she fucking hated it, bro. Yeah. Which, I mean,
yeah, it makes sense.
Like, yeah, dude, no fucking 10-year-old needs to be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but honestly, bro, I think it helped me become mature at a young age, and it helped me not be one of those punk ass kids. Like, you know, like now, bro, you have like these old teenagers, dude, and they're like butting into conversations and they're like trying to put their input. Like, bro, nobody gives a fuck. You know what I mean? And at a young age, people kept it real with me like that. Like, yo, bro, you gotta shut the fuck up, dog. Like, these fools are fucking 30-40 years old. You have what input do you really need to put into this conversation? You know what I mean? And it helped me, bro. Like, going back, like, if we could go back in time, I'd want it to be the same way. Yeah.
Dang.
For sure.
So, like, what was it about comedy, like, once you started doing it that, you know, made you just want to stick to it?
For sure, the attention, dog. And secondly, the fucking rush.
Are you only child?
As far as my dad and my mom, yeah. Uh-huh. My mom remarried and had two more kids.
Okay.
And, but, like, as far as, you know, my mom and dad,
yeah,
it's just me. And
I'm only a child too, bro.
Yeah? So, and even my mom, like, when she remarried, she didn't have a kid till I was 10 years old. Yeah. So for a long time, bro, it was just me, you know what I mean? And yeah, dude.
I think that's where that comes from, like, wanting attention. Because you're used to having the attention of, but I mean, there was a period where you were like in between, you know, like you had two different birthdays and holidays and shit. So once you like that attention, like you want it from strangers too.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you know, you go looking for that attention, but without even trying, like, you don't even know that you're going out to look for attention. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just realize it way later on in life. You're like, oh fuck, I probably did all that shit because I needed attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so for sure, that's where it came from. But that rush, bro, like, god damn, dude, like, that fucking feeling of holy fuck, let's well, I'm about to get on stage and let's see what the fuck happens. It's like jumping, you know what I mean? And you don't know whether you're gonna fucking land or you're gonna fall on your fucking face, but when you fucking land it and everything's smooth, goddamn, there's nothing better, bro.
I hate that feeling before. Do you get nervous?
Now it's more like excitement. All
right.
It is nervous, but it's not. So it's a mixture of nervous and excitement, but more excitement than nervous. But the nervousness is still there, and especially like if certain people are in the audience, you know, like industry or you know comics that you respect, you know what I mean? Huh. Then it is nervous, you know what I mean? Or I do get nervous still, but like it. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Do you have like a ritual? Like before, like you need to do this and this before you get into state?
So when I first started, I'd drink. I'd fucking, no lie, bro, I'd suck down 2 vodka sodas. And I'm talking like pop, pop, bro.
Back to back.
Back to back. Full cups, bro. Like if they were shots though, dude, I'd just fucking suck them down. Pop, pop. And I was still nervous as fuck, dude. Uh-huh. And, this happened like maybe a year and a half, right? Where I was doing this every fucking show, just sucking down vodka sodas. And one day, dude, Gabriel, he had these auditions for his show. And he hit me up. He was like, yo, bro, you want to audition? And I was a year and a half in. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, the one in Comedy Central?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Stand for Stand Up Revolution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I saw this comic, bro. And I'm not gonna say his name, but he had been doing it for a while, well over 10 years. And I remember, bro, he was fucking mowing down drinks, bro, straight up alcohol though, uh-huh. Dude. Like it wasn't mixed with anything. He was just fucking so nervous that he kept mowing it down, right?
Damn.
And I looked at that and I was like, holy fuck, I never want to be that guy.
Yeah.
There's no reason that he should be doing it for 10 years and be this fucking nervous. I've been doing it not even a quarter long, and yet I'm not that nervous. Uh-huh. And I didn't get a drink that night, and I felt like I had a strong set for where I was in my career at that point. Uh-huh. And after that, I never drank before the show. Right. And like now, I'll have a beer, you know what I mean? But it's never to calm the nerves, you know what I mean? It's just, I feel like having a fucking beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, so that used to be my ritual, fucking 2 vodka sodas.
And, you got on the show?
What's up?
Did you get in the show?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. But honestly, I was happy with my audition, and I felt like I did good. And yeah, dude.
So, like, what has been your proudest moment, like, as a stand-up?
I performed in Australia, bro, at a theater. And honestly, bro, that whole trip, I had been eating dicks. Like, I don't know if I was nervous. I don't know if it was in my head that I was in another country. I don't know what the fuck, bro. But I was just eating it every show. Not getting laughs, not getting laughs, not getting laughs. And the last night, and the thing is, we were performing in front of 100 to 300 people. You know what I mean? So it's not like if there were big ass rooms. So the last night, I was gonna perform at a theater. I opened up for Pablo Francisco.
Oh,
yeah. And it was a 1,200 seater, bro. And at that point, that was the biggest crowd I had ever performed in front of, right?
Yeah.
And so I go up, bro. And like I said, I've been eating a dick all week. And we performed in a bunch of different cities around fucking Australia. Uh-huh. And I was fucking bombing every time, bro. I go to this fucking theater. I'm opening for Pablo. And it's just me and the promoter. I had gone with my dad and a few other comics that I had known. But nobody went to that show. Because there was another show going on that night. So I went, opened over there. And then raced over to this Pablo Francisco show. Mm-hmm. I go up, bro. And I fucking did so good, bro. To the point where I was like, fuck yeah. Like this is I can do this, bro. I know I can do this. I know I'm doing the right thing. And this is going to be my life. Uh-huh. This is it. Like, that was a big turning point in my career, bro. And maybe it was because I was fucking bombing all week that I finally had a good set. And I was fucking like, oh, fucking hallelujah. You know what I mean? But for sure, that was one of the proudest moments of my career.
Like, have you ever considered, like, quitting?
Not quitting, bro.
Right,
but
taking a break, I guess.
There's some nights, dude, where it is hard, bro. Yeah. Like, I'll be sitting in my car like, fuck. Not quitting and not taking a break, but am I doing the right thing?
Oh, okay.
Should I fucking be doing this? Did I fuck up? Did I fucking get into something where I shouldn't have gone in? And that definitely crosses my mind, bro. And it comes like when shit's just fucked, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Dude, there's just some, you know, everybody has them, bro. Whether you're in comedy or whatever you're fucking doing, you know what I mean? Like, say you have a regular job and you get laid off, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have those weeks where you're like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So the same thing, bro. Like, sometimes, you know, a gig fucking falls through, or you go do a gig, but then you don't get paid for it. And then you come back and you're fucked, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, I got three fucking kids. I got a family. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just me. And so all these people are depending on me, and I have to fucking produce, not only on stage, but at home, everything. You know what I mean? And so there's some nights where, like, I've had a few fucking shitty sets, you know what I mean? And by like the third shitty set, I'll go into my car and I'll just be like, holy fuck, did I fuck up, bro? Am I doing the right thing? And then next thing you know, dude, you'll have a gig where you fucking destroy the room, and then you get off stage and it feels so good, bro, because you're like, holy fuck, I was just questioning this,
yeah,
but this was the answer. Uh-huh. I know I'm fucking doing the right thing. So this,
like,
is it.
So have you ever had, like, what was like the worst show, like, in your memory?
Holy fuck.
For, like, maybe, like, not because of you, maybe because, like, the audience or something.
Well, the audience, like, now, dude, you know, sometimes you do get a shitty audience. That's not always the case, bro, but, you know, sometimes you do have a whack ass audience. And but this time it wasn't the audience, bro. We used to do a lot of Friends of Fluffy shows, bro. So it was like my dad, Alfred Robles, G. Riley, a bunch of motherfuckers who used to tour with Gabriel, but Gabriel wouldn't be on the show. It'd just be Friends of Fluffy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to hop on a lot of those shows. And so there was a gig in San Diego, and it was a sold out crowd, bro. 300 plus people. And they're like, all right, dude, it's gonna be the host, a fucking guest spot, you, and then a few more after me. And usually, bro, that spot that I had that fucking show, that's the sweet spot, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking cream of the crop. Like, if you get that spot, bro, you should fucking murder. You know what I mean? And so I was like, dope, dope, dope.
Yeah, because the crowd's already warmed up, but they're not tired yet.
Exactly. You know? They've already ordered everything that they're going to order. Like, at that point, they're just ready to enjoy the show. You know what I mean? So the host goes up, kills, right? The fucking second dude goes up, kills. It's my turn. I go up, bro, and I got not one laugh, bro, in 5 minutes, dog. Not one laugh, bro. Not one, dude. The whole time, bro. I remember my face just being hot as fuck, sweating, fucking talking 100 miles per hour. It was horrible, dog. The worst part, though, is like after the show, you know, like fucking standing right there.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, hey, man, you gotta just keep at it, dude. The audience telling you that, bro. And you're just like, oh, fuck me. And that was probably the worst fucking set ever. But after that, dude, you kind of like, you stop giving a fuck, because, dude, it's not gonna get worse than that. You know what I mean?
I mean, the worst thing that could happen is you could die. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, but, yeah.
I mean, like, nothing worse is gonna happen, you know? Like, that's the worst thing that can happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you dying, like, literally dying, you know?
And honestly, bro, like, for comics who are just starting and they're so worried about bombing, you got to think of it like this, bro. Like, even that show, like, yeah, it fucking sucked, but that's 300, say it was 400 people. You know what I mean? You got to think about how many people are on this fucking planet. One, how many people are in this country? How many people live in San Diego? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Those 400 people, it really doesn't mean dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, oh, well, fuck it, you bombed. Like, yeah, learn from it, but don't, like, there's a lot of motherfuckers who bomb that hard and they don't go back up on stage. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't let that fuck with you, dude. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good advice.
Yeah.
You should probably take that shit.
Yeah.
I've never bombed, but I bombed on purpose once.
What, dude?
Yeah. I just told my jokes really fucking fast. Like, I didn't wait for people to laugh. I was like, I wanted to see how it felt. Like, fuck it. I wanted to see how it feels like to bomb, or like for people not to laugh. So I just, but I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't, like, no, nothing, no time for them to breathe or nothing. Just, but like the worst thing, like, I do little. So there's a spot called the Library in Long Beach. So that's an open mic spot, and the thing about open mics is you're just performing for other comics, you know?
Yeah, it's rough.
And like they're all they're doing is like they're going over their own set, and you're lucky if there's like one or two people there
that aren't comics.
Yeah. And sometimes you get them, but you don't really know. So I'm like, fuck it, like they're not paying attention to me. So let me just tell my jokes like really fast. Like, let me get out. Like, they give you 5 minutes. I'm gonna try doing 2 minutes, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. And like, how'd it go?
Nobody laughed. But I'm like, all right, cool, fuck it. Like, I already knew what I was going for. So I was like, fuck it, you know, like, I expected this. So yeah. Maybe I just, that was just the excuse for me, like not to take it personal, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, because, dude, there's sometimes, bro, where, like, I'll perform at a bar and there's, like, five people, you know, and then three of them don't give a fuck, you know? One of them's watching the goddamn game, but then the other one of them's paying attention, you know, and you're just up there talking, and then you get off, bro, and it feels like you just fought six fools, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, goddamn, why am I exhausted right now? You know what I mean? And why do I feel like I have bruises everywhere? And, yeah, that shit's rough, but... Little by little, dude, it's just, you know, that's what's gonna happen, you know what I mean? It's like everything else, bro. There's every job is like that, dude. There's days where it just fucking sucks that day, you know what I mean? Then there's days where you fucking kill it, you know what I mean?
And why don't you just tell them to turn off the TVs? Because I've had that happen. Like, I did a show right here in San Pedro, and it was like a paid spot, like, people were paying to like hear the comics go.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I was like, I was cool, you know, like. It was inside a bar. They had the Dodgers playing in the background. Yeah. It was an all ages thing. I talk about dick, about fucking, you know, like I didn't know there was a kid until I finished my set. I was like, oh well, fuck it, you know?
Bro.
has that ever happened to you?
Oh my god, yeah, bro. So this lady fucking hit me up to do her corporate event, dude. Oh. They had a Christmas party, right? And so she was like, hey, man, we just, you know, it's a family thing. People bring their kids. So let's just keep it PG-13 at most. You know what I mean? But see, her PG-13 and my PG-13 are way different, bro. Everybody who has kids, like, if I had a 13-year-old, I'd probably let them, you know, watch whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't watch porn together, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, dude, it's me, my homie Billy, and Alfred Robles, bro. And I'm like, you know what, dude, I'll host, bro, fuck it. Then I'll bring up Billy, and then after Billy I'll bring up Alfred. And dog, like I said, a comics PG-13 is way different, bro.
Yeah.
And she wasn't happy, and neither was her boss.
Did they pull the mic from you?
Almost, bro. But yeah, that was rough. She wasn't happy. I've never done that Christmas party again. Me and my dad just did a Christmas party for cops, And bro, they didn't like us at all. But dude, that one was fucked up, bro, because they didn't give us any fucking, you know.
Like, how do you prepare for a corporate event? Like,
well, usually, honestly, dude, every corporate event I've done, it sucked. It's always sucked, bro. And I'm going to tell you this, dude. I feel I have this theory where corporate events, dude, it's a bunch of people that are watching the show with their bosses, people that are above them. You know what I mean? And so if the boss and shit aren't laughing,
yeah,
they're going to pretend like they're not going to laugh. You know what I mean? Just to be in good graces with it. Because, bro, in a regular job, you pretend to be somebody you're not. You know what I mean? To impress the boss so you could get a raise, so you could get fucking promoted. You know what I mean? You're not truly you, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing at a show, bro. Like, if your boss isn't laughing, and if your boss is like, dude, who's this fucking maniac on stage? You're going to think the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, fuck this guy. You know what I mean? And so it never works out, bro. It never works out. And they did cut the mic with me and my dad at the cop gig. Wow.
Yeah, because your dad gets like graphic.
Graphic, bro. And the thing is, going in, we're like, hey, man, what can't we say?
Yeah.
And they told us, look, dude, we're cops, bro. We don't get phased. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like, you sure? And they were like, dude, we're cops. And then they said, you just can't say the N-word. Uh-huh. Bro, I don't say the N-word. Like, bro, what, dude? And my dad's like, all right, well, that's easy. I don't fucking say that shit, so I'm good. And yeah, they cut us off early.
Damn. Like, how much time did you guys do?
So it was supposed to be an hour show.
Uh-huh.
We maybe did 20 minutes.
Fuck.
Yeah,
dude. So how much, like, so pretty much the end of your set in the beginning of his?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And see, the thing is,
well, you still because, got paid though, right?
Yeah. Right. And see, the thing is, like, I'm not as, I'm not clean, uh-huh, but I'm not as dirty as my dad, yeah. I feel. You know what I mean? Not. And so, my dad was like, hey, bro, when you go up there, let them have it. Uh-huh. That way, when I go up there, it's not, you know, too, like, too crazy. Yeah. Exactly. And so when I went up, I did, you know.
Yeah, your blue stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it, dude, we even got kicked out of the party, bro. What? They asked us to leave the party.
That's fucked up. So what other entertainment? They have like a clown, like a magician.
Honestly, yeah. At that point, it's like, yo, bro, hire a fucking juggler next year, guy. Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up. I mean, how they not know your guys' stuff though? Like, you got to do your research before you hire somebody.
And the worst part is, bro, when they hit the management office to try to book my dad, you know what I mean? The management said, yo, dude, usually he doesn't do corporate events because it always ends on a sour note. They don't like how graphic he is.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, no. And they hit up my dad, and my dad was like, nah, bro, I'm not going to do that shit. And they said, yeah, dude, he's not going to do it. And they said, just give us a number. We'll pay it. We want him here. So they gave him like this crazy number.
What the fuck booked you guys? For you guys wanted that bad.
And see, the thing is, when we got there, bro, they were giving us fucking chest pumps and shit. I was double fisting, bro, at a cop party, dog. Yeah. They saw me drive up. You know what I mean? And these fools, hey, and then, bro, I wasn't done with the two beers that they gave. Oh, you're a babysitter, bro. And I'm like, what the, are you guys cops, dog? Yeah. Are you fucking bullies? Leave me alone, dude. Are you guys gonna drive me home, motherfuckers? And so, yeah, dude. But then it went from that to, hey, man, we're gonna ask you guys to leave. And we're like, god damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. So, like, basically, like, you guys pretty much book your own shows then, right?
Yeah, well, like, shit that goes through the management office, you know what I mean? It comes from everybody. Anybody could book us, uh-huh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, corporate events, it's just, it's a hard no, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's too tough, bro. We can't do it.
Then, so they didn't even prep you guys. Mm-mm. Damn.
I mean, they told us, have at it.
Yeah, you think, because I know Fluffy has a one about cops, the jokes about cops, right?
Yeah.
And I guess maybe because, like, like he's associated with you guys?
Maybe, bro. Because, dude, you look at the email thread.
Yeah.
And the management, our management office said, "Hey, man, are you sure?" You know what I mean? Like, this fool talks about
a YouTube link or something to watch you guys.
Because they said this guy talks about sex.
Yeah.
He talks about drugs. He talks about all this crazy shit. Are you sure? Uh-huh. And they said, just send over a number.
Wow. I mean, you guys got paid for it, though.
Yeah.
For only 20 minutes? That's an easy day, bro. That's an easy day.
Yeah, dude. I just didn't like how they made us feel like an asshole after. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, you guys said this was cool. You know what I mean? The fuck?
Tell me you hid your license plate on the way out, bro. Come on.
I know, right, dude? Fucking
don't tell me it's Hooter Moreno.
Yeah. It's fucking yo. Oh, fuck.
Let's talk about your podcast. So, like I said, the Yo podcast.
Right? Yeah.
With you and your dad. So, like, something that I appreciate a lot is your guys' chemistry. Like, he's your dad, but you guys fuck around like you guys are, like, homies, you know?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, bro, it's been... Like, that didn't happen until really recently, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, like... when I was little, dude, there's no way in fuck I would have thought I was ever going to talk to my dad like that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's a weird thing because we both do comedy and we work together. So it's almost like a coworker, bro. It's almost like, yeah, he's my dad, but when the microphone's on and shit, it's a coworker.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a castmate almost. It's a, you know, we don't look at like, yeah, we do see each other as father son, but we also see each other as he's a comic, I'm a comic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so like we have that relationship and it's a weird thing, but at the end of the day, of course I respect him. And of course, like, I'm not going to be like, hey, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. I would never do that. And, sometimes like I feel when people first hear the podcast, they might get the wrong idea of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm so afraid of that, bro. Like, I don't want people to think like, dude, this guy's a fucking asshole, the way he talks to his dad and the way he treats his dad. And I worry about that a lot. And I hope it doesn't come across as that. You know what I mean? And I hope like people keep listening so that they could just understand the relationship that we have. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And because... Yeah, bro, the last thing I want is for motherfuckers to think, like, I abuse my dad, you know what I mean? And
I mean, to me, it doesn't seem that way. Like, it's actually, like, the thing I see what you do is you jump on him before he fucking, like, clears himself from, like, what he just said.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pounce on him because he's going to change it up real
quick.
Oh,
yeah.
So you gotta catch him on it, you know? Yeah, you got to call him on it. Like, and he does the same shit to you.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. And the thing is, it's been years of this motherfucker just constantly bagging on my ass, you know what I mean? And then, like, just recently, I've been able to, like, hang, bro. Like, now we could go, like, we'll go back and forth. But then next thing you know, we're like, God damn, we've murdered this shit already. Like, stop. Just stop, dude. You know what I mean? And, but yeah, it's awesome to work with him. It is cool to have a relationship like that. Like, it's, you know, it's not an easy thing, but I am happy that we have that, and I'm happy that we get to work together because not a lot of people have that, you know what I mean?
I mean, and you get to see your dad, like, every other day, pretty
honestly,
much.
Bro, it's so weird, dude. Like, he's honestly become probably my best friend, dude. Like, we talk every day. And the thing is, it's like, it's not only on a work tip, but it's on a personal tip. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, I know it's like when we ask each other, yo, how is everything? It's not a regular how is everything, you know what I mean? So yeah, man, I'm pretty lucky to have that with them.
And the thing is, like, the filter just pops off, you know, like he talks about eating ass with you.
Yeah, bro. But see, that like, I remember being in high school and this motherfucker has always kept it real, bro. Like, he's always talked about, like, the way, you know, him fucking chicks and how, like, dude, if you're gonna be fucking, wrap that shit up or be careful, and
you
be careful
listen,
who you fuck. I know, no shit, dog. and it's always been a real thing, and it's never been a lie. And I think that's what helped us, dude. Like, I knew that he wasn't a phony, you know what I mean? Like, I knew I didn't need to pretend to be somebody because he wasn't pretending to be somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a fucking, it was just, you
like,
know,
like he wasn't being a hypocrite in a way. Like,
yeah,
like you knew he was smoking, he would tell you he was smoking, but he always give you like, you could do this shit, but you know, like,
take care of your shit,
bro.
You know what I mean?
Like, he'll guide you like to do it like in a safe way, I guess. Mm-hmm, you know, like, like, don't abuse this shit, but like, it's cool if you do it. Like, you know, like I think, was it you? Or like, he said, like, once you turned 18, like, I can't tell you shit, you know?
Yeah,
you're gonna do whatever you're gonna do. Oh, yep. I think a Mega Man's podcast.
Yeah, I talked about that on Mega Man's podcast, bro. And yeah, at 18, he told me, like, hey, man, this is it, bro. You're at 18, on paper, you're a grown man, bro. Like, nobody could tell you dick, dude.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? And he said, so from here on out, like, of course I'm gonna fucking help you, but you could tell me to fuck off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I can't say shit. Like, I can't keep you. I can't hold you. I can't do anything. So here you go, bro. If you need advice, of course I'm gonna be here. And I'm still gonna give you advice whether you want it or not, just because I'm your fucking dad. But that doesn't mean that you have to listen to it. You know what I mean? But I'm always gonna be here. And honestly, bro, I appreciated the fuck out of that. And now that I have kids, I feel I feel I'm gonna take that same approach. And maybe it might not work with all three. Like, you know, maybe it worked with me because of my personality and shit, and not everybody has that personality, you know what I mean? So who knows how it's gonna work out, but I felt like it really helped me.
But you think your parenting style, like, you're gonna pretty much do what he did with you, I guess? Like, is it gonna be similar? Exactly like he did, I guess.
For sure, I'm gonna give freedom. For sure, I'm going to be very truthful, and for sure, I'm not going to be so judgmental, bro. You know what I mean?
But you're a jealous dad, bro.
Dude, I'm only jealous. I wouldn't even call it jealousy, dude.
Being a comic, that's what you're jealous about, right?
Yeah, dude, that's my beef, bro. Uh-huh. My fucking daughter, she goes to pre-K, and she thinks this fucking little five-year-old's funny because he said, call me Julian Pullian. And I was like, dog, come on, Meeks, dude. You're getting fucking A1 material at home from me and your fucking grandpa, and that's what you're fucking laughing at, dude? Get the fuck. So yeah, but of course, I have a daughter and two sons, bro. Like, I'm not gonna treat them different. Like, if I'm not gonna say, yo, bro, you can't have a fucking boyfriend till you're 21 or you move out, but then be cool with my sons having girlfriends. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that, bro. I ain't gonna be that way. So yeah, dude, that's where I'm at. I am jealous, but just at the fact that she thinks this motherfucker's funny, you know what I mean?
I mean, but you're a dad. I think, like, to a certain degree, she thinks you're funny, but at the end of the day, you're a dad.
Yeah, that's true, bro.
You know, like, your jokes that's are true. Dad jokes, bro.
That's true. I try to be like that fucking mom from Mean Girls and shit. I'm not a regular dad. I'm a cool dad.
Has she ever told her you're not funny?
No.
Oh, what that make you feel, bro?
Oh, fuck, bro.
She'll break your heart.
No, I'll probably just bag on her or something. But she laughs at me a lot, dude. And it's so funny because they asked her what her dad does at school. Uh-huh. They're like, hey, what does your dad do for work? And she fucking said, he tells jokes. And they're like, what the fuck? What do you mean he tells jokes? And she's like, yeah, he tells jokes. And she's fine, but she don't know the jokes I tell. And she was like, yeah, like, he goes on a microphone and he says, yo, yo, yo. And they were probably looking at her like she had six fucking heads. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know what the fuck she's talking about. But in her head, she's probably like, this motherfucker goes on a mic, he says, yo, 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 and he makes people laugh. You know what I mean?
So, on the topic of the podcast, somebody, like, fucking, like, threw that light bulb on your head that your kids are going to listen to your show eventually, bro.
Yeah, dog. That shit really hit, bro, because we're at 100 and some episodes, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and throughout this whole thing, I've talked about them so much, and I've talked shit about them, I've made fun of them, I've called them names, you know what I mean? And I'm like, god damn, at some point they're gonna have access to this shit, you know what I mean? And they're gonna hear all that shit, and they're gonna hear me talk about them and make fun of them and shit. And I don't know if it's gonna fuck them up, I don't know what kind of, you know, repercussion that's gonna cause, but fuck, who knows, bro?
At least all her, all of their trauma is gonna be recorded and shit for the for the therapist, you know.
I know, yeah, no shit, bro. Oh my god,
you can't say I never said that. They're just gonna play.
It's just gonna be fucking the therapist, them laying down on a couch, and fucking them playing the fucking podcast in the background, bro. Oh god,
you still talking shit about me?
Yeah, what are we, 30 minutes in and he's still going off? Oh,
this
god.
Is gonna be the greatest hits of whichever one.
That's funny, bro. But yeah, dude, until he said that, I didn't think about it, bro. And probably because they're so small, I can't imagine them listening to a fucking podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, bro, that shit blew my mind.
So like, how would you describe your show? Like, I guess for like the listeners,
the podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, it is me and my dad. So we do 2 a week. One is just me and him shooting the shit. And we talk about our week. We talk about what's going on. We talk about, you know, some current events. And we talk about what bothers us. And we say pretty much, honestly, bro, I feel like I say stupid shit for an hour. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I truly feel like I say stupid shit for an hour. And I'm not trying to like dismiss it, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to dismiss like the people that enjoy it, you know what I mean? Because I listen to podcasts, I listen to Bill Burr, and I'm sure he feels that same way. Like, he going in, it's not like if you're trying to fucking, you know.
Yeah, it just baffles you that people are like interested in the shit you got to say, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it is. And it's not, no knock on them, bro. Yeah. No, it's just, I feel like I'm just a regular dude talking about my week, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I fucking love that some people can relate to a lot of the shit that I'm saying. A lot of people laugh at the stupid shit that I'm saying. And the thing is, whether I'm on the podcast or off the podcast, I'm still saying stupid shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing, and I'm a big fan of it, bro. I'm glad I'm able to fucking do it, and I'm glad I'm able to do it with my dad. And the second episode, we usually interview somebody, and it could be anybody, dude. It's athletes, it's actors, it's musicians, it's fucking comics. It's we've had an astrologist, we've had you know, literally fucking anybody, everybody and anybody.
Pretty much like this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's our shit. And we make fun of each other a lot. And even on the guests, sometimes I get out of hand and I make fun of them, bro. And dude.
So like, who has been like so far, like who has been like the, which episode has been your favorite to like be part of? Like, I guess with the guests.
Fuck, that's hard.
I don't want to put you like on the spot, like choose a guest, but yeah, like the episode, like.
Honestly, dude. One of my favorite, fuck dude, that's hard. I want to get, okay, so can I do,
you could do as
honorable
as you
mentions
want. Yeah,
okay, okay. We had Felipe Esparza on, uh-huh. And this fool told us about why he turned vegan.
Oh, okay.
And he said that what caused him to turn vegan was one day he blew out his asshole.
Oh.
And he said it in those words, bro. Uh-huh. Right. And it fucking made me laugh so hard, and just that line alone made me fucking love that episode, right? That episode and an episode with Beto Duran. And
you're a frenemy.
Yeah, my frenemy. Yeah, that's a good name for this motherfucker.
I've been trying to have him on too.
Oh dude, fucking Beto Duran is this guy who is a commentator, and honestly, he fucking does it all. He works with the Galaxy, he works with the Dodgers, he works with the Lakers, he works with the Chargers, he works for Golden Boy. He's fucking everywhere, dude. He's on ESPN fucking commentating the boxing fights on Fridays, and he's an awesome dude. And well, before we had him on, we had never met, bro. Never. We went back and forth. Maybe like he would like my pictures and comment some shit. You know what I mean? I'd comment back. And when he came over to the studio, this motherfucker, as soon as he opened the door, bro, he just started talking shit. Like if we had gone way back, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I said, that's fucking weird. Uh-huh. I don't know this fucking guy, but yet he's fucking clowning on me right off the jump. Uh-huh. Right. And so I said, okay. So we're doing this, you know what I mean? And so we hop on the podcast and this fucking guy keeps fucking jabbing at me. So I'm fucking going back and there's just this constant back and forth, bro. And at the end, it felt like I just fucking boxed, dude. You know what I mean? And I felt like it made for such a great episode, dude. Like it was, I still listen to that shit to this day and it makes me laugh, bro. Yeah. The just going back and forth. And honestly, bro, he's a cool ass dude, and it's there's zero hate between us, bro. Like, yeah, we talk a lot of shit, but it's all fucking, you know, fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, I see that. Like, I hear you talking shit, like on your show.
Yeah.
We're talking about what the shade does to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's this a cool relationship, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's honestly, bro, it's kind of like an older homie, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He gives me, like, when he's not talking shit, he does give me cool ass advice, you know what I mean? And we do talk about real things. It's not constant, hey, cocksucker, get the fuck out of my face, you cocksucking pig and shit like that. But yeah, dude, he's a cool ass guy, and I've only met him for I've only known him for maybe like a year, dude. And what's crazy is he has a daughter named Michaela. And that's the name of my daughter.
Oh.
And then his son name is Mateo. Oh. And that's one of my son's name. That.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what, bro? That's so weird. And he's like, yeah, dude, you gotta jock my names. And I'm like, bro, I just met you, guy. What are you talking about? But yeah, I thought that was wild, dude.
So like, what's healthy eating for you? Because like, you talk a lot of shit about Soriso and all that stuff, bro.
Yeah,
like the one that got me is like when I started messaging you, it was when your dad mentioned barbecue, and then you're like, you talk shit to him because of the cauliflower mash.
Yeah,
bro, have you had it?
No,
yeah. But have you had it?
I've never had it.
So you're just talking shit because it sounds weird.
No. I feel so. This is what I feel. Right, if you're gonna go that route, right, like if you're gonna go out and eat ribs, or you're gonna go out and eat fucking. If you're already going to fuck it up, it doesn't make sense to have
the way then.
A healthy side. Exactly.
All right.
That's my argument. Not the fact, like, so if you're going to eat a chicken breast and you have collie mash, right? Then I'm on board. But I'm not a fan of cauliflower.
Uh-huh. What about if you dip it in barbecue sauce then? Because barbecue, bro.
But even, yeah, that's true. But like if keep healthy with healthy. But if you're gonna fucking indulge, then do it right, bro. Do it up. You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. So that's what I was shitting on with that fool. But I, like me, I love veggies, bro. The only veggies I can't do are fucking cauliflower and broccoli. That's it. Everything else, I'm on board, bro. Asparagus, fucking all the different squashes, fucking mushrooms. I love mushrooms, carrots, all that, dude. It's just cauliflower and broccoli. And yeah, dude, that's what fucked me up.
Yeah, because when I heard you, man, I was like, man, you've never had it.
Yeah, you probably thought like I'm just mowing down chili cheese fries every day and shit. Nah. And I'm not a picky eater. Like, I'll try shit, dude. But
have you it's tried just the cauliflower, burger? Bro. I mean, the sriracha fries that I told you about.
No, I haven't. But wow. I'm a big fan. Dude, you know what I do like? Have you been to Congregation in Long Beach?
Nah. Oh, maybe.
It's off of Broadway. It's actually right next to Harbaugh's. It's right next door.
What other spots?
It's a brewery.
Is it next to...
Volcano. Across the street from Volcano.
Nah, okay, no.
So they have this cheeseburger, but it's a gourmet burger, and they use ribeye to make the patty. Uh-huh. And you get French fries, and then they give you a bunch of dipping sauces, and they have this sriracha ketchup.
Oh, okay.
That's so fucking good, dude.
I just had that yesterday.
Really?
I mean, it's not. It just mix up the two in there.
Yeah, nah, but they got some other shit going on, bro. Because I have tried sriracha ketchup, and I have tried to fucking do it myself too. You know what I mean?
Put that Cajun, what's it called?
Seasoning.
Yeah, you put that on top of it for the fries and bomb.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I had that yesterday too for breakfast.
This motherfucker, bro.
Hey, I mean. I didn't want a quesadilla, it was that, or potatoes, so I was like, fuck it, let's have some potatoes, you know?
Honestly, bro, I fucking still hit a bunch of, restaurants in Weedmonstock. Like, I hit Red West on the reg, and I hit Isaac's, but, bro, the other day I went, dog.
The weight?
Not only the weight, but I dropped.
Oh, the price.
Bro.
I mean, it's good, though.
It is good, but I got 2 burritos and nachos, and that shit was $30, dog. Yeah. Now, what's your deal, bro? You're eating healthy, or
what's my girl's vegetarian, so I still eat meat. The only thing is, I just put chicken on top of whatever she eats.
Gotcha.
So like she made brown rice with like veggies, and I just got chicken breast, and I like put it on top, put it on microwave, boom, ready to go.
Okay.
But like I eat a lot of veggies, like because of her, like healthy ish, you know, but.
Before her, were you eating veggies?
Yeah. Just basically like salads and shit, but not to the level that I'm at now, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like she figures out a way like for me to eat shit that she knows I don't like.
Yeah.
Like sweet potato, I hate, but
really?
So, yeah, somehow she puts it like, she chops it up and she puts it like TVP, textured vegetable protein. So it's like ground beef. Basically, like,
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like soy, like, you know how to make that soy. Mm-hmm. So it's basically that, and then somehow she sneaks it in there, like she chops it up really nice. Where I don't taste it, I just taste the protein.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's just bomb.
Yeah, dude. That's damn. Is it hard to like go out places and shit?
Not for me, bro.
You don't give a fuck, dog.
I mean, no. Why would I? I mean, I support her. Like, I don't force meat on her, you know? But, like, I don't, like, eat this piece of chicken and shit, you know? Or, like, trick her, but, like...
Right, no, but it's not like if... So, like, okay.
I barbecue.
Like, say you guys are hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, let's go out to eat. It's not like you could just go anywhere, yeah. Right?
I mean,
like, yeah. Say you were like, oh, let's go to Isaac's.
She just gets a burrito, but she just has them all veggies, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That's not too bad.
Yeah, like we go to like Lucio's. She gets a portobello. Like she gets the mushroom. Like
I'm
she gets all sides.
Fucking portobello mushroom. Dog.
Like she basically like for vegetarians to restaurants, all they do is get sides. Okay. So she's not vegan. If she was vegan, then she wouldn't eat cheese.
Gotcha.
So eats mac and cheese, mashed potatoes. Okay. You know? But she just tells them like there is some stuff that you think doesn't have like La Mato has clams, you know?
Really?
So like a michelada, like for them, it's tomato juice. It's V8. They don't put La Mato in it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So it's like a Bloody Mary kind of, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know before I got with it. Like I thought all they ate was like fucking vegetable. I mean, all they ate was salad, you know? But then I could eat whatever you eat, but I just tell them like sometimes mashed potatoes have bacon in it or like cheese in it. Like I just tell them don't put that on the or put it on the side and I eat it, you know?
Gotcha.
Cause I fuck a like a burger, man. I love burgers, bro.
Where's your favorite burger spot?
Fuck. Standing Room and Redondo.
Okay.
It's inside a liquor store. Yeah, it's the Cash Burger.
Okay.
Yeah. And also like the Habit, bro. Like it's my number 2.
Yeah, the Habit's good as
fuck. Number 3 is In-N-Out. Number 4 is this the hotel at the Hyatt in San Francisco. They have a bomb ass burger, man.
There's a spot that it's in Culver City too, but there's one in Santa Monica. It's called the Father's Office.
I never been there,
bro. It is so fucking good, dude. check that shit out. If you like burgers, bro, that's one.
I love burgers.
And two, Congregation, that spot that I told you right next to Heart Valley, they have a good ass burger. That ribeye burger, fuck, it's so good.
All right, well, you've been bringing Heart Valley over and over. So why don't you tell people about your show coming up in Heart Valley? Yeah, dude.
March 1st, we're going to be doing a show there. Me, my dad, a few other homies. We're going to do a comedy show. And honestly, that's where I'm going to be working out that new fucking 20, dude. So, the new 20 minutes. And before our show, there's going to be a burlesque show, because that's what it is. It's a venue for burlesque dances and shows. Mm-hmm. So before us, there's a show called Sex and Candy, mm-hmm. and it's a burlesque show. So our doors open at 10. And if you get there right on time, you could catch the ending of that burlesque show. Mm-hmm. And you could get tickets at martinmoreno.com. Or you could follow me on Instagram at Hooter Moreno, and I have the link in my bio. Tickets are $10. And it's a late show on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like a doors open at 10, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? So everybody should be off of work and have time to like kick it, shower up, get ready. Even pregame, and then head over. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you mentioned pregame. So you just came from Vegas. You just did a show over there.
Yeah.
Where like bring your own booze, right?
Yeah.
So how was that? I know you ate everybody's fucking food over there, but how was the show, bro?
Honestly, dude. So when I first found out it was BYOB, dog, I said, this is gonna be a shit show, bro.
Yeah.
This is gonna be just a mess, bro. And the thing was, we were going to do comedy first and then a live podcast after. And I was like, bro, by the time we do the podcast, people are going to be fucking trash. Yeah, dude, there's no way. Now, I felt that way because when you think of Vegas, you think about everybody who goes to Vegas and gets fucked up. You don't really think about the people who live in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the people in Vegas don't necessarily go that fucking crazy like the tourists there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the people that live in Vegas aren't screaming, Vegas! You know what I mean? Like it's just not, that's not their life. Like, yeah, they live with it, but that's not them. And everybody brought their own shit and they were cool as fuck. Yeah, people got fucked up, but people get fucked up everywhere.
Yeah,
It wasn't what I expected, honestly, bro. And it was such a good fucking show, and it was such a good podcast, I felt. And it was a fun fucking time, bro.
Yeah, I mean, your dad was the happiest, I mean, the most fucked up out of everybody.
Oh, dude, my dad was gone, bro. And he was talking shit about me, like, fuck, you're drinking a lot. Like, motherfucker, you're drunk, bro. What are you talking about? But yeah, dude, March 1st, we're gonna do a show at Harvell's in Long Beach. It's off of Pine and Broadway in downtown. So go check that shit out. And after our sets, my dad's gonna play, because that fool started a band.
Oh yeah,
that fool started a band. Slaughter, bro.
The legend of Slaughter.
The legend continues. Of Slaughter, dude. In high school, he had this band called Slaughter, but they never played. And it was like a made up band, you know what I mean? So 35 fucking years later, he has a real band named Slaughter, you know what I mean? And they're gonna play there, bro.
So like, after, like, has he like included you? Maybe plays the tambourines or the triangle and shit?
Nah, bro, because it's like a band, dog. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like a almost like a punk band. It's a band, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just not me, dog. Like, honestly, we don't even have the same taste in music, dude. Like, this fool listens to fucking metal and heavy metal and shit, and that shit is just
noisy. Not,
yeah.
It's a lot of screaming.
It's so much screaming, dog.
Yeah,
so it's just not my style, I guess.
So like pertaining to your show, Father of the Year. So what are the qualifications for Father of the Year? You're like the reigning one right now, right? Like every year somehow you end up winning.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's just real.
I give myself the fucking Father of the Year award. Honestly, bro, it turned into this thing because on the podcast I talk about how I raise my kids and people are on board with the way I'm doing it, you know what I mean? And the thing is, people probably see like, yo, this motherfucker's 28. How does this fool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, somebody, I remember one day I went live on Instagram and I took my son to Home Depot with me, and I had this fool helping me fix my water heater, right? I'm like, yo, I'm fucking here at Home Depot and I'm gonna teach this my son how to fix it with me, you know what I mean? And bro, this was fucking 2 years old, he don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, you know what I mean? And so I started saying, dude, call me father of the goddamn year. And it just fucking stuck, bro. And then the thing is, other dads were like, hey, bro, look what I'm doing. Does that make me father of the year? You know what I mean? And so it just became this fucking crazy thing. And little by little, I started taking pictures. And like almost everything I do with my kids, dude, I consider it a father of the year moment. You know what I mean? And so it just turned into that, dude. And then like people try to like Mega Man try to say, hey, I'm father of the year, look at what I'm doing. And everybody like shits on him, like, nah, motherfucker, you're not father of the year. And then like Metal Duran try to fucking do it and they're like, nah, motherfucker, you're not father of the year. So it just it took off, bro. And it's so funny, and I think I love it.
You think like Mega Man's gonna win this year because he's been on it, like he's been posting that father of the year?
Yeah, dude, honestly, bro, I don't honestly, dude, coming from the motherfucker who gives out the award, probably not.
Poor Mega Man, he's having another baby too, bro.
Oh, hey, well, congratulations to fucking Mega Man. He could be you know, I think we'll find a different award for this motherfucker.
Runner up of the year.
Yeah, worst pullout game of the year award, bro. All
right, man. What you know? What I think we're gonna wrap it up there, cause I could talk to you over and over, but I think you're tired and I'm tired too, bro. I'm not gonna lie, too much laughing and talking over here. So, wanted to tell people where they could find you.
Yeah, for
remind
sure.
Remind them, bro, about the show. I know you got other shows, so tell them.
Yeah. So at Hooter Moreno on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I'm at Hooter Moreno with an extra O on Moreno. Catch my podcast every week, the Yo 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 podcast with Martin and Hooter. You can find that anywhere, dude. YouTube, fucking iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find us. March 1st, we're going to be at Harvell's, dude. That's, I feel, what, 2 weeks from now or some shit like that?
Well, when I release, I'm going to release this Friday.
Okay.
So it's going to run all the way till next week. And badass. I think next weekend, right?
Yeah. So hit that fucking show, dude. And if you go to that show, you could probably feel, you know, the vibe of me and my dad's relationship, our podcast, and for sure our comedy. So hit it. And also, dude, if you're easily offended, I don't know if that's the show for you, dude. Honestly, dude, we like to keep it real, and not like we don't try to knock people, you know, like if we do offend you, like we don't mean to, that's just us being us, but like we're not for everybody and we understand that, you know what I mean? So we do like to give out that disclaimer.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, dude, that's pretty much it, bro.
So like, do you know like around the pricing? Like, is there different prices or
for that show?
Yeah, for the show.
It's $10 all the way around, bro. Okay. And yeah, dude.
Is that a BOB too?
Nah, that one isn't. But we are you know, we're gonna look for venues to cater to that because it's a cool ass fucking deal, bro. You know what I mean?
So you run that shit like a cult. So are you gonna have communion also?
Oh, you know what, bro? So we do like to have communion, but usually we do that for our live shows, like our live podcast shows.
Oh, okay.
But and we have had them at Harvell's before, but this time it's really gonna be us working out material, bro. Trying out new jokes and really trying to get, like I said, trying to get that fucking new 20 minutes because like. It's gotta fucking happen, dude.
The show in Chicago is gonna be filmed?
That show, no, but it will be a live podcast. Oh,
okay.
So
your sets too?
Sets, yeah. So we're gonna start, especially me, bro. I have a few guys that are going to help me with it, and they're going to start recording my sets, and I'm going to start putting out content, not just podcast content, but stand-up content, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? A lot of people, they fucking listen to the podcast and they're like, dude, I didn't had no idea that this motherfucker even does comedy. You know what I mean? They just know me through the podcast.
Yeah.
And they're going to start, you know, cutting up clips for me and start posting them. And so, yeah, be on the lookout for that.
All right. Well, make sure you go at them and obviously go to the show. But before, we're not done yet. I know you guys tired of my voice, you know, he has a sensual voice over here between both of us. But, you know, before we go, I like to play Incal Sevens, right?
For sure.
So for any new listener who does not know what Sevens is a word association game where he chooses a category and I give him a clue based on the category he chooses. So it's called Sevens because it's seven questions. Each question, he's going to have 7 seconds to answer, right? So it's going to be a total of 49 seconds. So because every second is a point, the longer you take, the less points you're going to get. So the highest possible score you could get is 49. But that's pretty much reading my mind or looking to my glasses and seeing what the fuck I'm looking at, right?
Okay.
So the current high score is 30. So, I mean, it's not easy, but it's doable. Last year was 32, so...
Fucking impressive, yeah, bro.
I mean, and I think it's because I probably, like, pressed the button a little too soon.
Okay.
And then one of them, I offended him, and I think I was more in me. Like, he came to promote his book about immigration, and one of the clues was aliens. And my clue was, like, another word for immigrants. And yeah, so
smooth.
Yeah, so I do that a lot. So so hopefully I don't offend you, whichever category you choose. So the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. So the thing I told you, I'm not going to tell you what I'm good at, but just... by the conversations we've had, by just looking at me, I mean, that's all the clues you get. So, I mean, I guess this is the time. Like, what category do you choose?
I would like basketball.
Basketball, bro. All right. So, you see me, he's like...
oh, why man, do you say that?
Fucking athlete over here. Look at his body. It's built like a fucking... like a point guard or what? A center? All right. Got more of a football body, but all right. All right. So, 3, 2, 1... his name sounds like a sandwich with tomatoes and cheese. Okay, when you pass the bar and they make it, like, what is
Alley-oop.
It? He used to play for the Nuggets. He keeps getting traded over and over. He played for
Isaiah Atlanta. Thomas.
No, but okay, like, you shoot outside the line.
3-pointer.
Like when they throw the ball in the middle of the court.
You jump off.
He used to play for the Cavaliers, now, and for the Timberwolves. Okay. I think he's an announcer. I'm not sure. For ESPN.
Mark Jackson.
No.
Jeff Van Gundy.
No. See, that's not a good clue, because I don't know anything. So, John Caprice. So, like, Caprice the sandwich.
Oh, fuck, bro.
And then, assist, you got Carmelo Anthony, but you said somebody else.
Oh.
A 3-point, you got jump ball, you got Kevin Love. He used to play for the Cavaliers and then Timberwolves.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dean Smith. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
I thought it was like something Smith, J.R. Smith, I think. I don't know. Well, you got 15. All right. So I like to play 2 games. And okay. The high score, that's the one you'll keep.
Okay, okay.
So the one I always go for is general because it could be anything.
Okay.
And it's the easiest for me to explain.
Okay, for sure. All
right. Alright, so 3, 2. I'll suck your blood. Who does
vampire?
You smoke this
weed.
You throw another word for trash.
Litter.
No, another word for trash.
Recycle.
No, another word for trash.
Fuck. With garbage. G.
Yeah. Heineken, Tecate, what are
beer.
They? When you go to the store, they scan this to in the shop.
Barcode.
They put out fires.
A fire extinguisher.
What you are on your for your daughter in basketball?
Coach.
28.
Oh,
Damn, fuck. You choked on garbage, bro.
Oh, I know. That was weak as fuck. I fucked that up.
So vampire weed, garbage, or marijuana, but I gave it to you. Garbage, beer, barcode, fireman, and coach. I think I gave you... You said bike steed, but I said fireman. Because I thought it was a super fucking easy, but I guess not. Right? I guess not.
God damn it. What was it? 20 what?
28.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Motherfucker.
And I don't think I choked with you, so I wouldn't give you the extra point, you know?
God damn it. But I need to get two more to fucking tie that 30.
Yeah, and if you would have tied it, both of you guys would have got that let me know underwear, you know?
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did last year. They tied, so I gave them both socks. So now they
somebody each else got 32.
No, yeah, both of them got 32. So each one has a pair, so they gotta be like Dragon Ball Z and connect them to form one person. You know? Yeah, I didn't do that. I gave them each a pair. You know, I'm not that fucked up.
Yeah.
Alright guys, well that's gonna be about it. But before I go, I just want to remind you can find me at Instagram and Facebook. Just look up Let Me Know Pod. You can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts. Pretty much if you listen to his, you can probably listen to mine. Or if you can listen to mine, you could definitely listen to his. He's more popular, so obviously you're probably gonna listen to his. Anyway, so you can find me iTunes, SoundCloud, all the good stuff, you know, everywhere. Like I said, you can find I have merch, I have hats, I have t-shirts. You can find that at Synesthesia Boutique or just hit me up. It's $20 a shirt. No, $15 a shirt, $20 a hat. All right. Then I have three designs. The Let Me Know original. That's the logo that you see. I have the ice cream logo. And I have the neon logo. So the neon logo is a dad hat. And I only have one left. So depending on who has the highest bidder, I'll sell it to you. All right.
Nice.
So I think that's going to be about it with my plug. So before I go, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys. Next time, I'll see you. Bye. Oh, and before I go, thank you, man, for coming and to doing the show and helping me, like, clean the my New Year's resolution, I guess.
Fuck yeah, bro.
You know, all right, so now I got to think about what am I going to do for the rest of the year. So, all right, now I'm going to let you guys go for real. All right, bye.
Has been brought to you by Let Me Know Podcast. New episode every week available on all streaming platforms.